Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and tonight we have a very special topic, and it is entitled Blessings When Favor Is Not Fair. I said blessings when favor is not fair. But first of all, we're going to have a prayer, followed by the scripture. Then we're going to go into the word or the revelation that God has given. And then we're going to have announcements. And then we're going to play Miss Pamela Mann's Best Day, a song on her CD. So please get ready to hear the word of the Lord and relax and enjoy this special segment of the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. And thank you so much for joining. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, as we always say, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just blessing church to be something that you were pleased, that you was pleased with and excited with, Lord. And we're asking you to bless this ministry to continue to grow. Bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of the Holy Spirit to be and to come upon me, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you bless the wisdom and knowledge that you give, bless me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And Lord, we're asking you to bless the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, bless other ministries, Heavenly Father, bless just each person all over this land and country, those who are in the hospitals or convalescent homes, those who are not in any homes at all, Heavenly Father. Just bless everyone, Heavenly Father, according to your will and according to the needs of the people, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless this to be a broadcast in which you are pleased with, and would you bless the words, each word that I say to be from you. Would you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. And I'm excited and delighted. And actually, this is my second recording, amen, of this segment. But you know what? Each moment gets sweeter than the moment before. So therefore, I'm going to go into this revelation as if this was my first time presenting this. So praise God. I'm just happy and excited to be here because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And once again, the topic is blessings when favor is not fair. And we're going to actually look at or tackle three different topics that is or that relates to blessings when favor is not fair. First of all, I want to differentiate between blessings and favor as God has given it to me. A blessing is because of grace and mercy from God. Favor is because of the will of God and obedience. When we walk in obedience, we find favor. Favor is not given. Grace and mercy is something that is given that we really don't deserve, but favor is something higher. It's a higher being from God. It's a higher spirit from God because we're obedient and we're walking in the will of God. And so speaking of when blessings or blessings when favor is not fair, I will first of all like to speak about the fowls of the air, which really are the birds. And if we notice, birds are very small in nature. And we're talking about birds, not eagles. We're talking about birds here. And birds fly high in the sky. They fly in packs, and sometimes you see them flying alone. When they come down, they are seeking something. And what God is saying is that he wants us to humble ourselves and seek him. Just as the bird did. And Matthew 6 and 26 reiterates this vision that God gave me, and I'm going to explain it to you briefly in a few minutes. Matthew 6 and 26, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to it, or you can wait till after the session and find it. Matthew 6 and 26, it reads as such. Look at the birds of the air. Imagine the pretty blue sky and the birds. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. That means that they lead us live from day to day. And God told us to store up our treasures in heaven and not on earth. And yet, your Heavenly Father feeds them. God still protects them. God still keeps them. Are you, point to yourself, not much more valuable than they? And God was speaking of the birds. And I want to pull out some main topics and some revelations that God has given as we read this topic. Blessings when favor is not fair. When we look at the birds, the only thing a bird does is sing praises. God wants us to praise him each and every day. That's number one. Number two, when looking at the birds of the air, he said they do not sow or reap or store away in barns. That means that everything that they do, right, it is not stored, you know, on earth. Even if you look at a bird's nest, and God just gave this to me, even if you look at a bird's nest, it's stored up in a tree. God wants us to store our treasures, store things that we do for him. He's not talking about the diamond rings, the Bentleys, the cars, you know, the money. He's talking about what we do for Christ, such as praying, such as our tithes and offering. He said, do all those things that will give God glory and credit. It doesn't mean that you, in other words, you're storing up things so you can take it to heaven with you, because we're not going to take anything to heaven with us. God is talking about the word of God. He's talking about the gifts he gives us. He's talking about use it while we're on earth, so when we get up to heaven, right, and God asks us, you know, what have you done with the things I've given you, then we can tell God, and which he already knows. That's the vision. So we're not storing things down here. You know, the Bentley's fine, the money's fine, the fine house is fine, but God is saying everything that you do, make sure that it lasts. He said, because only what you do for me, only what you do for Christ will last. And so what we're doing is we're speaking the word of God, and we're placing those words in our heart so that when we pass away, because you know that God only looks at the heart, when we pass away, those things go up to heaven. Our heart goes up to heaven and is judged. So we want to make sure that we have godly things in our heart. That's what God is showing. Instead of focusing on material things, which will soon fade away, such as our lives and such as the cars and the monies. And he said, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. In spite of it all, the birds do not have any worries. They know that each day they're going to eat, whether it's a snake, whether it's grass, whether it's something. There's always going to be something. So God is saying each day if we have faith and trust in him and we cast all of our burdens upon him, we're going to be fine. God is going to give us what we need. It may not be the desires of our hearts, but he's going to give us what we need in order to make it through. And then it goes on with, are you, point to yourself, not much more valuable than they? God values us a lot. He showed us that by giving his only begotten son. He showed us by creating the world. He showed us by dying on the cross, Jesus Christ and God, by doing all those things. And we are very valuable. Each person is valuable to God. And we should take care of our bodies as if we are valuable unto God. And when we look at the blessings of God, God is going to take care of us regardless. You know, there's a song that says, his eye is on the sparrow, so therefore I know he watches me. So if the Lord watches the fowls of the air, right, he's going to watch us because we're able to talk to God. You know, we were created in the image of God. We are his children, right? And so therefore, God is going to take care of us just like he takes care of the fowls of the air, all right? So that's a blessing. That's part of the blessing when favor is not fair. And we're going to talk about favor in the next segment, but right now we're talking about grace and mercy, how God keeps us. You know, because a bird, people go bird hunting, and a bird can easily be shot, but God keeps those birds. You know, things can happen when a bird lands. You know, there could be a dog. My dog used to chase birds all in the yard, but the bird would fly away. So God is saying, even when the enemy, amen, comes up against you, God is going to take care of you, but you have to trust in God and make sure that you put all of your cares and that you are, in other words, storing up all your goods towards heaven, and God will take care of the rest. So that's number one. When we have blessings, when favor is not fair, think about the fowls of the air. Number two, we're going to think about the three fish and five loaves of bread. When we find ourselves, and I'm going to call it an island, where Jesus and his disciples were and all of these people. There were 5,000 people as recorded in the Bible when we look at Luke 9 and 16 and the feeding of the multitude. There were 5,000 people. Well, we only had 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And but Jesus looked up towards heaven and he thanked his Father. He thanked God for the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, and they were able to feed a multitude. And what God is saying today is, no matter how big or small our blessings are, and we're talking about blessings, God will show us favor in multiplying that if we're thankful over the little things. And I told you once before that God said if you're thankful over the small things, you know, when God blesses you with small things, then you God will expand that, or he will increase it to larger things. But first of all, we have to be thankful over the small things, and we have to make sure that it is beneficial to other individuals as well when we're doing all of this. So we have to make sure that, you know, whatever God blesses us with, that we are satisfied, that we are thankful. Because he looked up, so Jesus looked up to the heavens, and he gave thanks for that little, you know, for the 2 pieces of fish and the 5 loaves of bread, and it was able to feed the multitude of people. So that's Luke 9 and 16. Number three, we can't omit the death of Jesus, which is found in Matthew, and I highlighted 2 verses, you know. We understand that we were blessed because Jesus went to the cross for us, and I still say today that Jesus could have walked off of the cross. I still could say that, you know, when Jesus was put in that borrowed tomb, you know, that is a place of refuge. Jesus is over all of us. So therefore, no one can destroy or kill Jesus, not even Lucifer. So I want you to really look at that. Jesus hung on the cross for us. He was bruised. He was despised. He was rejected, you know. But when he rose up, he had all power within his hands from heaven and earth, and God is able to bless us, and he's able to show us favor. So the favor and the blessings that God showed us within the death was that he was dying from this the sinful world, because God is pure, and that's why it says, "Only the pure in heart shall see God." So when Jesus died for us, right, we were able to live. We were able to come into existence when Jesus died for us. And when he gave his only begotten son, that's another example of a blessing and a favor from God, you know, so that we may have life. When he comes back to judge the world, he didn't come back to destroy us. He came back to give life and to give it more abundantly. So we should thank God for that. And I quoted I wrote down 2 verses, Matthew 26 and 59, when we talk about the death of Jesus, there was a lot of false testimony going on, you know. And people get upset nowadays when somebody tells a story on them. People get upset and they're ready to fight. Well, God, he stayed on that cross. And he said, what? Forgive them, for they not know what they do. And so God expects us to pray when we go through the storms of life, when we go through things such as this. Matthew 27 and 1, the chief priests, the elders, they came together to go against Jesus to put him to death. You know, many times God said, if I before you, I'm more than the world against you. And God wants us to trust in him. He wants us to depend on him. He wants us to believe that he will bless us no matter what. And just because you may not right now be in church, or just because you may be out there lost, or just because you don't really believe in God, doesn't mean that he still can't protect you. Just as I said, the birds of the air, the fowls of the air, you know, they fly every day. Somebody could easily just shoot the bird. Boom, it falls down. Or somebody, for instance, a bird lands in your yard and you have a vicious dog. That dog could merely destroy the bird, you know. But I've seen instances where a bird would come in the yard and my dog would sit there and look at it, you know. So God is protecting that bird, you know, from hurt, harm, or danger. That's what God wants us to see, is that when we're talking about blessings, when favor is not fair, God is going to bless us and protect us. God is the giver of blessings, and he's the giver of favor. But what God is saying is he's going to bless us regardless, because it's not because God owes us. It's because God loves us regardless. But favor is on a higher spectrum, believe it or not. And a lot of people don't tackle this. They just think it's luck, or they believe that favor is given because they're pastors, or favor is given because you are a prophet, or because you are a great singer. Favor is given for obedience and because you are walking in the will of God. Let me say that again. Favor is given for obedience and because we walk in the will of God. Favor is defined as those things that only God can give. The world would never give that to you because you don't. They feel that you don't deserve it. But favor is something that God gives. And it's only, the secret is you have to be obedient and you have to walk in the will of God. God gives us that blueprint, as I said 2 days ago. So I want to just review right quick before we go into our announcements and before we listen to Psalmist Tamla Mann's, one of her songs on her CD. So make sure that when we talk about blessings, when favor is not fair, let's think about the fowls of the air, how God takes care of those fowls of the air, and storing up our treasures in heaven and knowing that we are valuable to God. God's eye is on us. We are very valuable to God. Number two, all right, Psalmist Tamla Mann, we're going to be ready for you in just a second. Psalmist, oh, Lord, all righty. Okay, all right. Great. Luke 9:16, the feeding of the multitudes. We must understand that if we are faithful over those small things, then God will bless us over many things. So, therefore, we want to make sure that we are faithful over the little things that God give us. Okay, and number three, Jesus paid the price. So, therefore, anything that we want, we need to ask God. God is not going to give us every desire of our hearts. He will give us according to our needs, according to what God knows we really need at that time. So let's just make sure that we keep or continue to look towards God for our help. And if we need anything, we need to go to God in prayer. And remember, favor is not anything deserved. It is given from God only if we're obedient. And if we stay in the will of God, we will find that favor that we're looking for. I have a few announcements before Psalmist Tamla Mann come online with the Best Days song before I play it. The first announcement, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDA. Gospel artists, artists, summers, promoters, choirs, poets, teams, community leaders. I would love to have you on the ministry if you are interested. Please, please, Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would so love to have you on the ministry. I want to continue to thank those gospel artists and those individuals who are continuing to send in their CDs. And in addition to that, I would like to also encourage you to continue to pray for 35 people. Now, I said 35 people. Make sure that all of those individuals are not your family members. If you have to put all your individuals on that list, make sure that you put them all on one line and pray for each one of them and pray for yourself as well. I do have an announcement. The Great Ebenezer Baptist Church in Waco, Texas will have a fundraiser entitled Reaping What You Sow. Yes, S-E-W-N-S-O-W. S-E-W is to come together, and S-O-W is to give what God has given unto you. We will have a Reaping What You Sow fundraiser. It is a gospel fest and book signing community event. I am seeking mime teams, praise dancers, choirs, poets, and ministries. If your teams are interested in this worship or participate, please contact that for the love of the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. My email is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. And please let me know if you're interested in participating by February 28, 2014. I already have a couple of teams in line. The purpose is for a fundraiser for Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. It will be on April 5th, 2013 at 6 o'clock, and we'll end at approximately 8:15, where 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. The donation is whatever your heart desires. And as I said before, there will be a book signing event that will follow after the event. In addition to that, if you look on my page, Ms. Tamla Mann will be in Houston, Texas on March the 12th, I believe. I am not looking at my page right now, on March the 12th, and I plan on attending that event, so please support Ms. Tamla Mann. Speaking of Ms. Tamla Mann, I'm going to play one of her songs, Best Days, and I want you to listen to it. Then I want you to go out and support it by purchasing it. You can purchase it on Amazon.com, as I did, or you can purchase it in the stores. This is Miss Tamela Mann. If you do recall, she is or she was at the Stellars, and she received graciously 7 Stellar Awards. And I have some of those captions, which will be online. And we just want to congratulate she and Mr. Mann. And they are also coming out with a reality show, which I know will be of great quality. So please be sure to check out the Manns on Facebook and other sites as well. But I would like to play Ms. Tamela Mann's Best Days. And once again, this is Trial and Error. These are all the individuals that I will be playing on the station. So get ready, get ready, get ready. All right. So here we go. I'm All right. That was Miss Tamala Mann, Best Days. She said, I decree and declare. And that's how we have to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you tuning in tonight for the second time for the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. Be sure once again to connect with me on Facebook, ALFREDALOVE. In addition to that, you can send your music as well to EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or you can mail it to me. I'll give you my P.O. box if you inbox me. In addition to that, if someone asks you what that beautiful big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And I want to pause right quick. If we look at the Ebony, I received the Ebony magazine, we will see Ms. Tamala Mann and Mr. Mann on the front of the cover, so be sure to check that out. In addition to that, until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And on tomorrow, we will have Miss Inga, who will come to us. She is an artist manager. In addition to that, you may remember her from OWN. She did a tweet for Miss Oprah Winfrey. So please be sure to tune in on tomorrow at 4:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. May God bless and keep you is my prayer. Join me on tomorrow. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everybody.